Hi, welcome to James Miller Lifeology, where you learn to simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. My name is James Miller. I'm a licensed psychotherapist and a composer. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's get started. I wanted to take just a quick moment to thank you all who continually support and listen to James Miller Lifeology. I have been so blessed and honored by your continual support. I wanted to make sure that you don't miss out on anything exciting that's happening over here. So make sure you sign up for my free newsletter at jamesmillerlifeology.com. I have a great show for you today. I'm going to remind you how amazing you are. I'll also be interviewing international speaker and best-selling author Sandra Bravo, who reviews her book, Amazing You, Self-Confidence for Women, 100 Ways to Discover Your True Calling, Speak with Purpose and Passion, and Confidently Share Your Message with the World. This book will build your self-confidence, empower you, and help you achieve all of your goals. You may purchase Sandra's book on sandrabravo.live, amazon.com, or jamesmillerlifeology.com. For more information about Sandra, please visit amazing.com. That's amazssing.com. I have some exciting news. Did you know that I'm on the radio 3 times a week? You may hear me on the same station on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m., Fridays at 9:30 a.m., and Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. You may also hear me anytime on iHeartRadio as well as on all the other major podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and many others. Simply search for the show name, James Miller Lifeology. Many of you know me as a psychotherapist, but some of you don't yet know me as a composer. I currently have 2 albums which have been released. Think of both albums like books. Each composition is written like a chapter in a book. The first album, Consolation, explores a character's grief and loss. And just like a story, the character experiences heartache and eventually he finds healing and hope. The second album, Restoration, follows the same character. He has an internal awakening, and in this awakening, he recognizes all the things in his life which aren't healthy, and it helps him come to a place of restoration, being restored to something greater than before. You may purchase both albums on iTunes or any other digital music store, or simply listen to them on iHeartRadio. The names of the albums are Consolation and Restoration, and my stage name is James S. Miller. The name of the piece you're currently hearing is from the second album, Restoration, entitled Restoration. Celebrate the amazing you. When we are children, we often learn our value and our worth based off how we were treated. And as we grew up, we continue to have life experiences which told us our worth. And then as adults, we act out that way based on what we initially believed to be true about ourselves. Unfortunately, though, a lot of those lessons and the beliefs that we had are not true at all. And we've believed those lies, if you will, which have caused us not to be able to fulfill our dreams. When you think about your goals and dreams, what has caused you not to be able to accomplish them? Many times, it's what we tell ourselves, what we believe to be true, determines the motivation, the drive, the tenacity we have to move forward. That regardless of what our life tells us, regardless of what the situation says, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we're going to accomplish this dream. The reason why I wanted us to remember how amazing we are is each one of us have our own specific skill sets, our own specific talents, our own specific gifts that nobody else has. When we settle for mediocrity, or in other words, settle for what the status quo is, a lot of us won't step out and be different. Often we think different is bad. Different is not bad. Different is different. One of my favorite quotes that many of you heard me say is, you can't hang out with chickens and expect to soar with eagles. If you're an eagle and you're hanging out with chickens, then you're never going to fit in. You're never going to achieve your goals. The specific characteristics of your personality and of who you are has to be nurtured, has to be empowered. It's really important for you to look at your friend group right now. I'm sure they're wonderful people, but if you're not growing and developing, in other words, you're still the way you were last year, it's probably time to level on up and surround yourself with like-minded people who are different, who break that glass ceiling and no longer want the status quo. Many times we have self-doubt. And self-doubt, once again, comes from those core beliefs that we believe to be true about ourselves when we were a child. So when you find that you are wanting to make a change, when you try that you want to do something different because you know there's something amazing inside of you, you have to listen to what your thoughts are. If your thoughts immediately start to tell you that you can't do it, that unfortunately is one of those negative core beliefs that you believed from when you were a child. The only way to overcome that is you have to use a new version of self-talk. You have to literally say aloud, that is not true. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I'm talented. I'm creative. I'm well-spoken. And the more often you counteract those negative core belief thoughts that go over and over and over again, the more your life will start to change. You'll start to believe what you say about yourself. And if you're struggling right now to do that, then talk to to the people that are really close to you. What are attributes and characteristics that they see about you? Let them help you find your way. And then once you do find your way, you then pick up the slack. You then counteract those negative core beliefs, because the more often you say it, the more it will come true. You have such amazing, wonderful gifts inside of you. You have not reached your highest potential. Each moment is an opportunity for you to recognize the amazing, wonderful person that you are. Did you know I have a YouTube channel? That's actually how Lifeology started. I have well over 155 episodes that I've created specifically for you. I do know that many people struggle with listening to a full 30-minute show. So these episodes are about 3 minutes long. Each episode will give you a practical tool or technique that you can practice daily to help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. Simply go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, or go to YouTube and search for my name, James Miller Lifeology. Sandra Bravo is an entrepreneur, international speaker, best-selling author, and expert on women's empowerment. In 2012, Sandra established her own business, Amazing, a community for like-minded women, where she's been transforming women's businesses and their personal lives by teaching them confidence, self-development, and entrepreneurship. Ornamented with an ambitious, charismatic, and self-motivated personality, Sandra is also a single mom and owner of three businesses. Today, she's going to be speaking with us about Amazing You, self-confidence for women, 100 ways to discover your true calling, speak with purpose and passion, and confidently share your message with the world. Welcome to my show, Sandra.
Thank you for having me, James. I'm super excited to be here with you today.
Yes, I am too. I love your last name, Bravo. To me, that just means you have so many accomplishments, and so your last name definitely speaks of who you are.
Thank you. It's easy to tell people what it is.
Yes. So now you're actually calling from Australia.
I am in beautiful Gold Coast of Australia.
That is amazing. So thank you so much for taking the time to join with us today. We have so many amazing things we're going to be talking about today. So I'm really looking forward to getting all your wisdom that you're going to share with my listeners today.
Fantastic. I'm all open to that.
Wonderful. Now, did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
I don't think I became aware of it until I had my babies. Because I used to be in a full-time job managing some the biggest chain of travel agencies here in Australia. And I love what I did, and I had a great lifestyle, and I made good money from it. But then once my babies came, you know, I'm originally from Mexico, even though I've been in Australia for a long time, hence the mixed accent.
Yes, I was wondering about that.
Once my babies were born, I didn't have any other family members here. So I realized that I was trapped in this circle where I either kept my lifestyle but didn't have any time for my babies, or I stay home with my babies and gave up my lifestyle. And I didn't want to do either or. I wanted to have them both, and I wanted to be able to keep traveling back to Mexico every year. I love traveling, so I didn't want to give that up.
Yeah.
And, you know, having to take my babies to a childcare center, James, where I had to leave them with the strangers and have them crying and pulling up my lap, saying, "Mommy, don't leave me." And me having to wipe the tears and take the little hands off my lap to go to work. It was just killing me.
Yes,
and
of course.
I just knew I had to find an alternative that would allow me to have both the lifestyle and the freedom to be a dedicated mom.
Wow.
And that's what really took me to the journey of entrepreneurship.
Yes, and you've done so many amazing things. I mean, you've traveled to so many countries. You've shared the stage with very visionaries, luminaries, people I could name, and everybody would know who they are. What a phenomenal transformation your life has taken. Do you often find that many women, or just perhaps just single parents or parents in general, do find that it has to be one or the other as far as entrepreneurship or business versus parenting?
Absolutely. I see it all the time. They either stayed in the jobs and then they have to deal with the criticism of, you know, you're never with your kids, or they stay home and they feel eventually resentful, James, because they gave up what they wanted to do, or they gave up their lifestyle. And I find it really unfair that especially moms, but as you said, single parents, have to be faced with these, you know, the intersection of having to make a decision.
Yeah.
And so I made it my personal mission to be able to demonstrate and teach women that it is possible to have both. And obviously for that, it meant I had to become the example and, you know, the leader in showing them that it is possible, and that I'm having both, and I can show them how to do the same.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. And it's so wonderful because you are inspiring and helping people find that balance to have the freedom and own lifestyle as an entrepreneur, as well as a parent. So that's absolutely amazing. I want to switch over into your book. So this book, Amazing You, Self-Confidence for Women, 100 Ways to Discover Your True Calling, Speak with Purpose and Passion, and Confidently Share Your Message with the World. It sounds like your own life and your own concept of how you revamped yourself was the impetus, in other words, the reason for why you wrote this book. You are living proof of it.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what I've found, James, that speaking around the world in many stages, I would typically have women coming to me all the time and saying, oh my God, you really inspire me. I want to do the same. And when I asked them what they were doing, I realized these women were very, very talented, all in different areas, but they hadn't done anything with it. And when I asked, what happened? Why are you not doing it? I realized that regardless of the country, the language, the culture, the common theme across all areas was the same. And that was the lack of confidence. They didn't believe they were good enough to do it.
Really?
And yeah, absolutely. That's what really drove me to go, oh my God, I have to help these women realize how good they are. No one has believed in them, so they don't believe in themselves. And that's the only thing holding them back because they all have all these amazing gifts to share with the world and, you know, messages to share with the world. And they just needed someone to pat them in the back and go, yes, you can do it. You're good enough. I can show you how.
Well, I think that is so important because if we weren't brought up in maybe a lifestyle or our parents or other people didn't really inspire us, well, our core beliefs, in other words, what we believe at the fundamental core of who we are is going to determine our success. And so I'm so glad that there's someone like you who is able to really empower those people, to give them that pat on the back, to really help them realize that, yes, your dreams and your goals can come true. You are good enough.
Absolutely. That's what drove me to be honest, this book is actually a direct transcription of my online course, which is called the Amazing Online Academy. And so the way it is, it's 100 days that you just leave it on your bedside table, wake up in the morning and read the day, which is going to take you no more than 5 minutes. And then that day gives you something to do. And the intention is that with little tiny actions that you take every day, that you can change your habits and that you can adopt habits that are more empowering to your success.
Yes.
And so I originally did this on video, audio and written for people to do it online. And then I realized that, you know, people learn in different ways. For some people like me, it's really easy to learn from video and audio, but some people still love the old fashioned way of opening the book and reading the page.
Yeah.
And so that's how I turned it into a book so that you can just grab it every morning, 5 minutes, do your call to action that I give you every day, and then you don't have to worry until the next day. So even though it looks like a big book, it's very easy to consume by just dedicating 5 minutes a day to it.
Oh, that's perfect. That's so doable because with a hubbub and how we're always so busy with things, 5 minutes is easily doable.
Exactly. There's no excuse not to incorporate it into your daily routine. And, you know, the results start showing up as simple as after 7 days, 10 days. Because you're just putting those new habits into your subconscious.
Yes. And it's great that you do 100 days because research states that it's, I believe it's 64 times to redo something creates a new habit. Before we used to think it was 21 times, but now it's 64, 65, something like that. Right around that number of times to recreate a new habit for yourself. So absolutely wonderful that you have 100 days of this.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The research has been changing from 21 to 66. And the truth is, if 3 months is good enough for a season of the year, I figure it would be good enough for us to really ingrain a new habit into your cellular system so it becomes permanent.
Yes, exactly. So you often find that there's self-sabotage and just unconscious mistakes that many people struggle with. Can you give us some examples of those?
Yes, absolutely. You know what I found with my own growth and journey, James, that 80% of it is the mindset and 20% of it is the action. Oh. And so unfortunately, most people tend to focus a lot on the 20%. They're doing, 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 and they're like spinning the wheels in the air, you know, when the car is not touching the ground and the wheels are spinning. And that's because everything we do, the way we think, the way we talk, is directly influenced by the beliefs yes. and the values that we have in our subconscious. And unfortunately, we didn't put those in there. Mm-hmm. Those were put in from our childhood, you know, the people that were around us. Some of it we're carrying from past lives. And so it's really difficult to change those. And when you're only focusing on the action, you're not changing anything about your mindset. You continue to get the same results and you wonder why.
Yes.
And so the trick here is to go to the root and work with those beliefs that are in our subconscious. By changing that mindset, you already have 80% of the equation. So once you have the right mindset for success, it doesn't matter what you choose to do, you're going to find a way to make it successful. But if you don't have the mindset, James, you're going to find a way to sabotage. You
exactly.
can try anything. You can go into Forex trading. You can go into real estate. You can go into internet marketing. You'll find a way to sabotage it if you don't have the mindset, which is 80% of the equation. So we need to start there. You probably heard this, James, when two people go to the same seminar. They sit right next to each other. They learn the same thing. They're both taking notes. They're both participating. 6 months or 12 months later, one of those two manages to make it a big success and just takes a giant leap. And the other person seems to be still stuck in the same place.
Yeah.
And you go, but what's the difference? They both listened to the same information. They both took notes, took action. And the only difference is their mindset. One of them had been working on their mindset and had that 80% of the equation, what the other one didn't. So it just stayed stuck. And they thought, oh, this thing doesn't work. It's not whether this thing works or not. It's whether you are working on your mindset at the same time that you're learning the strategies to do business or to do, you know, internet marketing or real estate or whatever it is. It's so crucial. And
wow.
that's my big passion, that I'm teaching women a vehicle to become financially free. But at the same time, I'm focusing mainly on their mindset
yes.
so that I can make sure I'm setting them up for success.
Exactly. And I love how you differentiate between the 80% versus the 20%, because you're right. There's anytime we want to make a change in our life, we have to do all of the research. And the research comes from, what do I know? Well, if I know something that may not be true, well, then I need to find something else that's new. And so that's really changing one's mindset. That's helping them look at something in a different way. And then comes the action. The action is always the last part of it, because if you don't have enough information, well, then you're going to make faulty decisions based off of the information you already have.
Absolutely. And I think the key ingredient in all that, James, is curiosity.
Mm.
If you're a very curious person wanting to know the why and understand, that's going to take you down the path of, you know, as you said, research and learning, finding
yes.
new ways, implementing. So I think curiosity, like a little kid,
mm-hmm.
it's a great skill to have as an adult, and to, you know, not let it die just because we've grown up. We want to have that childlike attitude of curiosity constantly to keep growing and learning.
Yes. You know, I recently put a quote out on my Instagram, and it says, the person who gives up halfway on her dreams and returns to who she was goes the same distance as the one who accomplished her goals. Because that person turns around and goes backwards and does and returns back to where they were. And so you're so, I always like to encourage people as well, that you're so much closer to the end result. You've already put in so much work. Why not finish it?
Exactly. You know, I love that quote of yours, James, because I find that one of the main reasons why people don't succeed these days is because they don't complete what they start.
Yes.
And the reason is because there are so many distractions in this modern world of technology
yes.
that they start something and all of a sudden they see this other shiny penny on the side and they go, oh, I'm going to go and chase that one too because everyone else is doing it.
Yeah.
And they just left the first thing halfway started, you know, and then they see another shiny penny and then they run to
yes.
chase it as well. And it's like, we need to put the blinkers on the side
yes.
so that we can eliminate all those distractions and just stay on the path. I'll never forget when I started my journey, one of my dear mentors said to me, you know, if you do everything we teach you, I guarantee you within 3 to 5 years, you'll be financially free.
Mm.
And I'll never forget those words like echo, echo, echo in
yes.
my head, because I thought, that's it. He said 3 to 5 years, I'm going to stay with it. And I did. And it actually happened a lot faster than the 3 years, but it's because I was very conscious of not getting distracted and just staying on the same path, because people tend to give up after 12 months. And it's
yes.
like, no, like you said, you're so close. Just keep going.
I know. I totally agree with you. I think that's, it's such a a disservice to that person. You know, I mean, you think about fad diets. Everybody, that's the new fad. It's this and that. And when we jump on this new fad and do something different, well, there's no stability. And if we don't have any stability in our thoughts and our actions, then of course we're going to fall backwards. We're going to allow any circumstance to disrupt us, and we will always feel as if we're not able to accomplish something because we're blindsided by something. So it goes back to what you're saying. The more grounded you are, the more you can have those blinders on your face, if you will, or in your eyes. It allows for you not to get caught up in what the rest of the world is doing, because what the rest of the world is doing is not what you're supposed to do at all.
Exactly. You want to be one of the little handful of people that are doing things in a different way to get the results. And, you know, that's one of the main goals with my book and my online academy, James, consistency. Mm-hmm. Like I say, changes are not going to happen overnight because, you know, you're trying to reprogram years and years of these ingrained beliefs that you have in your subconscious. Mm-hmm. But if you do those little tiny things, those 5 minutes every day, but you do them consistently, because I don't want people doing my book or going through the online academy and, oh my God, they were so busy for the last 3 days or 4 days. They didn't do anything, but on Sunday they're gonna do 7 days of the book. It doesn't work that way.
Yes.
It's a consistency. You have to take those tiny little steps every single day because they stack up. The little things stack up to the big result, to the big change. So, you know, it's a consistency of just stay with it. You've done all the hard work. Now it's just some little tweaks and changes you need to do in order to see the results.
Yes, and a more practical way of even looking at it as well is when it comes to weight gain, you know, you make a poor choice for a snack, poor choice for dinner, poor choice for breakfast, poor choice for whatever, and all of a sudden those small little meals add up to so much weight. So why not look at this in the other way? Let me do something that's healthy for me. Let me eat more healthy. Let me read your book. Let me do these small little things here and there, which turns your whole life around, which gives you the results that you're looking for. But I think we don't realize that small little things, like you just said, add up to something so much greater than what we could ever imagine. But the point is, each one of those small things by themselves don't seem like they're really big or really important, but they can change your life drastically once you're on the other side of it.
Exactly. I love the example you just used because it's a trick thing when you're trying to lose weight, right?
Yes, we've all
done
it.
You're really good for a day. You go for a run, you eat your healthy salad. What happens 4 days later? Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't see you've lost anything, so you give up. It's like, no, it's exactly. Like the bamboo, you know? You're watering, you're taking care, putting sun, and for all these years, you don't see anything, but that doesn't mean there's nothing happening. Like the bamboo is developing underneath the ground, and then one day you'll see, you know, the first sprout come out, but you just have to stay with it. And I love that you touch on the diet, James, because part of the my amazing new Self-Confidence for Women book is that we cover the 7 areas of your life. So it's not just about the mindset, but it goes into your finances. It goes into your relationships. It goes into your health. So each day you're going to get something in a different area of your life because we don't want to be lopsided where, you're focusing on money, but your relationships suck, your health sucks. It's like we want to keep those in perfect harmony. And that's why we cover all the 7 main areas of your life.
Yeah, that's absolutely phenomenal. That's just like lifeology. You know, we look at the spirit, mind, and body. That's not just the literal spirit, mind, and body. It's how do you make your life more efficient? How do you simplify and transform your life to such a degree that you can live it effortlessly and do the things that you want to do? Do the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. So I'm so glad to hear you come at it from a different approach, but it's the same mentality. It's the same theory, if you will. So this is wonderful.
Exactly. I love how synchronized we are.
I know. It's really great. Real quickly, we only have a couple more minutes, but so I want to tell my listeners, well, you have a powerful community of women that have members worldwide who support one another and even protect each other's confidence and just help kind of have a public recognition. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So I have this community called Amazing, and it's with triple S basically because of my accent. I can't pronounce a C.
I love it.
Like you guys do. And the reason for that was because you know how they people say if you see a successful man, there's always a strong woman behind. Mm. And it's no difference with women. Like if you have a strong, successful woman, there's always going to be other women behind holding her back. And for us women, James, like you can say to me, you know, you're beautiful, you're smart, and that's great. It means something. But if another woman says it, all of a sudden it means a complete different thing.
Wow.
So I created this powerful community of women where we're constantly in touch, sharing our successes, our failures, our down days, our up days, because it makes a massive difference. And so they are members of my community. And part of being a member means that you get an accountability partner every month and you talk to them every day, 5 days a week, 5 minutes each. And we have five specific questions. It's the power of five, right? 5 days a week, 5 minutes each, five questions that we go through. And that is basically holding you accountable to what you said you're going to do today.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's absolutely amazing. I'm so blown away by that. I think that's so powerful.
Absolutely. So, and what you said you're going to do today, tomorrow might become your success that you share your victory with your accountability partner. And because everyone has the same process, the next month you have a new lady, but it's seamless because everyone is doing the same, but now you have a different person.
Yeah.
And I find that most of the feedback I get from my members is, what's the one thing that's helping you be successful? They're like, oh my God, my accountability partner. Being held accountable has allowed me to do in the last 12 months what I didn't do in 5 years. Because you know what it's like, James? We as human beings, we do more for others than we do for ourselves.
Yes,
so you might say, I'm going to get up at 6 a.m, I'm going to go for a run. And then you wake up, it's cold, it's dark. Oh my God, I can't be bothered. I'm just going to press this snooze button. But if you told your friend you're going to be there, you feel guilty. So you're like, oh my God, I can't have her standing in the dark, in the rain, on the corner. I've got to get up and meet her, right?
Yes.
So that's the whole purpose of the accountability, that they become members. We have monthly calls as a group, but then you have your accountability partner to talk to every single day, which is what it makes the biggest difference.
Yes, yes, exactly. Because like you said, because you are literally held accountable. And that, I don't say we always want to impress people, but when most of us, our word is our bond. And so you give your accountability to what you're going to do. And if you don't do it, well, it kind of goes against the grain of who you are. So this is wonderful
exactly.
that you guys have that.
Yeah. You don't want to let them down. That's
yes, yes. Well, Sandra, it has been such a pleasure having you on my show today. If my listeners would like to find out more information about you and buy your amazing book called Amazing You, Self-Confidence for Women, 100 Ways to Discover Your True Calling, Speak with Purpose and Passion, and Confidently Share Your Message with the World, not only purchase that book, but also enroll in your online academy. Where would they find this information online?
Yes, where they can get the book on sandrabravo.live. sandrabravo.live, or if they want to enroll for the academy, they can go to amazing.com with /academy.
So Sandra, what I'm going to do is I'm also going to put your book, Amazing You, on the storefront of jamesmillerlifeology.com. So if my listeners aren't able to find your site, they can simply go to my site and see your book there, as well as on the show notes of this particular episode. It'll have all your information and they can contact you and reach out to you directly. So Sandra, thank you so much for being a guest on my show today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much, James. That was so much fun. I loved it.
Wonderful. We'll be in touch.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
I also want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in today. Please subscribe to this radio show through whichever portal you joined with us today, or please go to my website where you may sign up for my free newsletter, watch my YouTube episodes, read the articles I've written specifically for you, or you may enroll in the Lifeology Academy where you can take self-directed courses which will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. If you'd like to personally work with me, be a guest on, or advertise in this show, simply visit jamesmillerlifeology.com. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms under the name James Miller Lifeology, except for Twitter, which is James M. Lifeology. Once again, thank you so much for your support, and I'll talk to you soon.